3.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
My name is Jeremy Walker. I am at the Walker residence. The date is December 24th, 1989, and I am interviewing Stuart Walker.
What do you remember about the fun things and the different games and stuff that you played when you were a little boy? Or growing up and so on, around the house, and just all the different activities that you did?
Well, we didn't have any button games to play with. We had to make our own. One of the games we played in the wintertime was Mumbly Peg with a jackknife. We would flip the jackknife onto a board and make it stick for different points. Played with the neighbor kids. And then we went skiing and sledding, same as the kids do today, only we didn't have to drive 150, 200 miles to do it. We went back on the farm and done it. Up and down the creek bank, up and down the creek with skates on.
Yeah.
We built a dam across the creek in the wintertime to make more, so we could skate farther. Build a fire down there to keep warm, carry wood out of the woods. And I guess that's about all I can think of in the wintertime outside of working, which we had our chores to do every day.
Did you have a lot of chores?
Well, we had enough. We'd have bedding to carry for the stock, help milk the cattle by hand, not with a milk machine. We pumped the water by hand with an old long-handled pump. We used to stick our tongue on once in a while in the wintertime, but we didn't go back for seconds.
Okay. What were some of the favorite things that you did when you were younger that you can remember? Not only just the games, but all sorts of things that you did. I mean, the most memorable stuff that you can remember.
Well, I don't know. We used to sleep in the hay mow in the summertime at night on fresh cut hay. And then some of the years it was hot and dry in the summertime, we'd sleep out under the trees all night in the yard. That's some of the things.
You didn't have to worry about anything?
We didn't have to worry about anything bothering us. We didn't have anything to bother us. There was nobody driving along the road with a shotgun to shoot at us or anything like that.
What was the major difference between all the games and just the activities you did with your brothers and sisters or neighborhood kids during the winter as opposed to the stuff you did during the summer? I mean, was there large differences between it or what?
Well, yeah, in the wintertime we played inside quite a lot, same as the kids do today, hide and seek in the house or blind man's bluff, pin a tail on a donkey. Another game we played was kind of a dirty one, was seeing stars through a coat sleeve and have somebody dump a bucket of water down the sleeve into her face.
How'd that go?
Well, you'd put a coat over your head and look up the coat sleeve to see if you could see some stars, and they'd pour water down the coat sleeve into your face. And then in the summertime, why, we rolled tires down the road. We had an old dirt road that we lived on, and we would roll tires down the road a half a mile to the mailbox to go get the mail and back, or we would take a metal ring off from the hub of an old wagon and take a stick and nail a piece across it and push it down the road with a stick, see if we could push it a half a mile without having it tip over. We had to make our own games. We didn't have money to buy the games with.
So what type of stuff did you have to make for these games?
Well, nail a board across a stick and things like that there. Or we had an old tire hanging in a tree for a swing, just on one rope. We went in the woods, and we played in the woods an awful lot, climbing trees and such as that. We didn't have board to make tree houses or anything like that with, but we had paths all through the woods that we used to run, and we had lots of exercise. We didn't have pizzas to eat when we got back home either. We had maybe an old pancake left from breakfast.
Oh, you did?
Well, absolutely.
So that was kind of like your afternoon or whatever snack or something?
Noon snack, or when we come home from school at night, lots of times we'd have pancakes. We'd just put them in the oven and warm them up and put a little butter on them and eat them.
Yeah.
That way, they were good. When you were hungry, you could eat them.
What about things like, did you do a lot of swimming or a lot of stuff during the summertime that...
Well, we had an old swimming hole that we went into for swimming, yeah, but it was so muddy you couldn't see bottom of it. You pretty sure had to take a bath after you got back up the house to be clean. The old creek was mud and the cattle was drank in it and stood in it.
I suppose they also
didn't hurt us.
Did they go to the bathroom?
They sure did. It didn't hurt us a bit.
What about the neighborhood kids and so on, and your brothers and sisters? Did you ever have large games where there would be a lot of kids playing at once, or anything like that?
No, just at the old country school, we would all get together and play games. Andy, I over the schoolhouse, throw a ball over, and somebody catch it, and come around, and run around, and see who they could hit with a ball and make the hit.
Yeah.
And then another game we'd play in the wintertime was fox and geese. We'd make a great big circle out in the snow, and then march back and forth across it, and make lines across it. You had to stay in those lines; you couldn't run out of them. One person would be it, and run back and forth, chase people to catch them. Couldn't jump across the line, you had to go to the corner and make the turn and to get away from them.
Did you?
But we made our own games. We had to.
Like, so I take it you didn't have any, well, playground or anything at all. Did you have, like, anything? I mean, you said that you had a swing and so on.
We had a swing at home hanging underneath the tree.
But what about the school? Did you have anything on the playground?
We didn't have swings there, no. We had, we just made our own, or in the wintertime we would play seat tag in the school, inside the school, to get our exercise in the wintertime.
How'd you play that?
Well, your seats were in rows, and somebody would be it, and you'd run up and down the row to catch somebody, and they'd have to get back into the seat, and then somebody else would jump up and you could chase them.
Yeah.
If you caught them, well, they were it, and you jumped in a seat and stayed. Just to get exercise, pass away an hour or noon hour.
Was there any sports that you played?
Nope.
Or anything like that? I mean,
didn't have any sports. We had the country school, and we didn't go to a town school where we had a gym or anything like that.
What, did you get a bunch of kids to play, like, baseball or anything like that?
Yeah, we'd have ball games occasionally and such as that in summertime and together on Sundays. That was about the extent of it. Or in the wintertime, while we'd have skating parties on the creek back of our place, where we'd flood the creek to cut ice to put up in the wintertime for summer use.
You guys would all skate back there or something?
We would skate on the frozen creek, yes. We could skate for half a mile or so without getting off from it.
Really? Suppose you'd go on the ice?
Well, you get the water high enough in the creek, you'd build a dam high enough, and you'd have probably 6-7 feet of water right back of the dam, and that back the water up pretty near half a mile.
Tell me about some of the games that you had to build stuff for. You mentioned Mumblebee Peg, and I assume that would take like a knife and a board to play.
That's all we do. It took a pine board and a jackknife. You'd flip the jackknife and it would stand up straight up and down on one blade. It'd counted for so much. If it stood on the blade that was sticking halfway down, why, then I don't know, if I remember right, we put our fingers underneath the jackknife, underneath the handle of it to give us points of how close it was to being parallel to the board, or the handle would be down pretty near close to the board. It didn't count as much as it did if it was parallel to the board. I forgot how to play that even now. It's been a few years ago.
Did imagination play a large role in all that? Because kids today, they have video games and all sorts of stuff like that. Did you have to use a lot of imagination in different games and so on?
Well, I think all kids use imagination.
Well, I know, but do you notice a large difference between then and now?
Well, sure there's a large difference, because you've got all these electronic machines that do things for you. You sit there and watch the lights flash and listen to the whistles blow, and there's a lot of difference between the games they play today and what they did then. We didn't have... I can remember the first radio we had in the country. It was a crystal set that a guy had made himself. And you get your ear down close enough to it, you could hear it.
So...
It was sort of a short wave deal is what it was.
Oh, did it just kind of vibrate or something?
I don't know how it worked. Never built one, but I mean, neighbors had them.
Yeah.
But they called them crystal sets. They even took a battery to into them. I don't know, maybe they did, but I got our first radio when I was about 14 years old from a gamble store right here in Chesnang.
How much did you pay for it?
I think it was around $15 at that time. Took a couple batteries, dry cell, and a wet battery both to run it. That was a good radio. I mean, we've done the same as other kids. We listened to Little Orphan Annie and a lot of different programs that was on the radio at that time. We'd come on a certain time and after school, and that was about it as far as our entertainment, home entertainment was.
What about your trip to school and back? You mentioned that it was like around a half mile or to a mile to get away.
1 mile from our place to school. We walked at night and morning.
And was,
except when it was real, real nasty in the wintertime, why sometimes Dad would hook up the old horse to a sled and take us to school in that. Throw some straw into it.
How long did it take to get there with that?
Well, a little bit faster than walking, that's all. I mean, horse would trot a little bit. Neighbor kids would jump on and ride. That was when it was storming, snowing. Once in a while, when it was raining, why, we just put an extra coat on and went to school anyway. We didn't stay home because it was raining, we had to go. Had an old Model T Ford that sat in the garage, and they couldn't afford to run it. Couldn't afford to buy gas for it.
Yeah.
About 10 to 13 cents a gallon for gasoline at that time.
So you just used the horse and wagon or sled during the winter time to save money and so on?
It wasn't money. Down to the bottom.
Did you guys build jumps or anything back there?
Well, I don't know if we jumped, but I mean, you go down the bank, and if it was drifted, it would be quite steep like this here. You go down there, and you get down and go across the creek and hit the other bank like that. You usually went off into a snowbank head first.
Yeah.
We didn't have hills out there to play on.
So flat land for farming.
Flat land. That's all we had was would be the creek banks.
I take it you had the runner sleds too, the ones with the
motor. All runner sleds. you guys says they no good anymore.
Those plastic ones?
They lasted longer than a plastic one.
Yeah, I believe it. Live on a farm. Did you guys have horses or anything?
Yeah, we always had 3 horses. That's the only horsepower we had when I was a kid. Do the farming was 3 horses.
Well, did you ever get a chance just to ride them? Just for something to do?
Yeah, you didn't ride a plow horse or a work horse very much. They weren't very comfortable to sit on.
No?
You didn't have a big saddle for them or anything like that. You just had to sit on the old backbone and it hurt.
Did it? Did you get to hook up sleds to them or anything like that? Have a pulley or anything?
Oh, yeah. Not too much. I mean, like I say, you couldn't take a workhorse out and run them like you see on your Western movies and such as that. It was just plain work with them.
Yeah. Where'd you play most of your games at? I mean, was it at the old schoolhouse, or was it at your house, or neighbor's house, or just outside, inside?
We just played our games outside, most of it, and except in the wintertime. I mean, we would play in somebody's house. We played a lot of cards and such as that, all for fun. No gambling, just fun games. And we had, when we went to school, we played our games to school, same as any kids do. I mean, run up and down in the wintertime, we played inside. In the summertime, we played outside. We made our games. We didn't have them bought for us to get in a car and run up and down the road or anything like that, because we didn't have cars. We walked. First bicycle I ever bought, I gave $3 for it. Had it several years. Good bicycle. It had a seat and 2 pedals and 2 wheels. Got me where I wanted to go. Wooden wheels on it, and the tires had no inner tubes in them. You had to glue the tires onto the rims. Used what they call bicycle shellac to shellac the tires on, let them dry on. Away you go.
So were the tires hard rubber or something?
No, they had air in them.
They did?
They had air in them. Real flat, just like any tire.
Well, how did you blow them up? You didn't have like an air compressor or anything?
Tire pump, hand tire pump. They've been around for years. We didn't have blacktop roads or pavements to ride on either. We had the old hard 2 tracks. Well, they call a narrow road with 2 tracks, or your cars run down or the wagons run down. That's what we had to ride on.
That was your road?
And when you come to a sand hill, well, you got off and pushed it because you couldn't ride through it. Narrow tires and cut in too much. Outside of that, well, like I say, in the summertime when we didn't have to work in the fields, well, we spent a lot of time in the woods, running around, chasing wild animals. Woodchuck, possum, skunk, what have you, squirrels.
Did you hunt when you were younger? I mean, how old were you when your dad or whatever let you first go out and start hunting?
Well, I was probably 10 years old when I started hunting.
Really?
Well, we had woods all around us. Uh-huh. And we had to eat what we shot, too. We didn't shoot it and just leave it lay. We bring it home, it was clean, it was eaten.
What did you do? Just do a lot of hunting right out behind your house out in the woods and stuff?
In the wintertime, well, we done a lot of rabbit hunting such as that on the snow. Sometimes we'd have 10, 15 rabbits hung up at one time. We'd skin them out and hang them up on the porch and let them freeze. Mm-hmm. Had a screened-in porch so animals couldn't get into it. Good nourishing food.
Did you have to drink like milk and so on right from the cows?
Yeah, we pulled it and drank it, sure. We didn't worry about diseases like they do now. guess they could have had it. There was some of the cows had TB and such as that, but they got that under control.
You've also mentioned to me different times that during the summer, during planting season and stuff like that, you had to do pulling a lot of rocks. You have to pull a lot of rocks out of the field and so on.
Yeah,
cleaning all the fields out.
Pick up stone, such as that. If they cleared up new ground, you had all the stumps to pull out of there, roots to carry off. It was hard work, all of it.
Would your dad like let you go and do anything on Sunday, or was it work all day Sunday too?
No, we didn't have to work on Sunday.
So you didn't have to?
We had to help with chores, cows. They had to be milked 7 days a week.
So if your dad didn't make you work on Sundays, what did you guys do other than your chores and so on? You didn't have to go to school, did you?
No.
Okay.
Well, we played. I had neighbor kids to play with.
Well, was there a lot of them or anything?
No, not a lot. I had boy and girl neighbors, and half mile across the field, I had my cousins over there that I played with. They were a big family. We played with them. We got a lot of roaming around out in the woods. Good, clean fun. Nobody kicked us off either.
Was it all open? Was it owned, all the property back there?
It was all owned by farmers. We'd take our slingshots, a pocket full of stones, and away we'd go.
Yeah. Did you make a lot of stuff like that, like slingshots and little...
We had to make our own slingshots out of old inner tube, car inner tube, and rubber, and string, a piece of leather, a shoe tongue out of a shoe. Use it for the... put the stones in.
You mentioned to me too that used to shoot beans and stuff.
Yeah, we made bean shooters. Teachers didn't like to have us bring them to school.
Why not?
Well, sometimes there was too many beans flying around the school.
How'd you make them?
We made paper wad shooters out of elderberry stalk. Pethy inside, and you could push that out and make a hollow tube out of it. And we'd take a stick, and so it would slide down through it, and we'd put a little juicy paper wad in one end and one in the other, and then ram that stick through it, and that one in the end would come out, and go bang, it would go. And sometimes you hit a kid back the neck while you had a good holler beside.
Did you guys get punched a lot in class for doing stuff?
We had to stand in the corner a few times.
Is that all? Did she paddle you or anything?
Sometimes. We had our knuckles cracked more than once with rulers.
Knuckles cracked?
Well, if you hit somebody across the knuckles with a ruler, they felt like they was cracked. It was going right. We didn't have any parents coming to school and say we're going to sue the teacher or sue the school board or punish the kids because they got punished. And usually, if it was bad enough, they got punished again when they got home.
Yeah.
We were disciplined pretty good. I don't say that we didn't get into stuff. We did. We were still disciplined. At school and home, too.
I noticed that you guys did some kind of mischievous stuff in school and stuff.
Well, we were not going to talk about that.
Did you do anything other than that? Not just in school, but you just, I don't know, just mess around, playing pranks on each other, tricks?
Well, we always played pranks on somebody.
Like,
always.
Like what?
Gosh, I don't know. There were a lot of things you used to do. Like they do today. You're sitting in school and somebody walking by, you stick your feet out and watch them go headlong down the aisle. I didn't do it, teacher.
You get cracked across the knuckles, huh?
Yeah, I'd stand in the corner, stay after school at night.
Yeah. Did you guys do a lot of anything that you could get in trouble by your parents for or anything?
Occasionally we did things. Same as any kid. got punished, I think, more then than they do today.
Yeah.
But we didn't have cars to ram all over the country in. I mean, we had to stay at home. We didn't go very far. Half a mile away from home was quite a ways. My life history.